We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Welcome to Kits and Wagers. I am Adam Zadroik, joined with Chris Owen. We both are soccer writers at rotowire.com. Chris, welcome to the show. Tell us about your kit.
Thanks, Adam. Good to be back on the show here. Unfortunate that we don't have any Premier League matches this weekend, but always a good time to wrap up what we've been talking about the first seven game weeks and get a little more into some of our futures bets. But right here, we're on that international break, so of course I got to rep the U.S. men's national team. This is the 2010 kit, 2010 World Cup. Pull this out of my dad's closet. He's also got a decent little collection of kits, so I didn't want to do any repeats here, so I pulled this out of his, and great kit, you know, had some good times in it, so that's what I'm rocking this week. What about yourself?
Is that nameless? I know you had Pulisic last week, so.
Yeah, you know, I think as an older gentleman, he's probably not getting the name kits on his jerseys anymore. Like, yeah, that's more of a young man's game.
Yeah, mine is nameless as well. I got South Africa here. This is around circa 2006, I want to say, so around that World Cup time. It does not say what Shabalaba or whatever that guy's name is on the back. The first goal of the World Cup. But yeah, this is a classic one. It sits around. It's kind of, it's like Packers colors here, unfortunately for myself, but.
Oh, that's great for me though. I mean, the real crowd pleaser there.
Yeah. Yeah. So looking at, we're talking futures this week though. So that entails, you know, a lot of things. First off, I just wanted to touch on, I guess, what happened last week. So I guess the main thing here, looking at just teams that in general that I kind of just are sick of betting on or haven't had much success on, I guess you could say, Everton and Aston Villa. It's just these two teams. Last season was Crystal Palace, just teams you didn't know what you'd get from them in a certain weekend. And like last couple weeks, I had didn't have much success with Everton. They came back. They almost beat Manchester United this past weekend. Just looking at the results, you know, they've had a pretty easy schedule. But then, you know, you throw in the 3-0 loss to Aston Villa and then what happened against Man United, plus a new manager, been kind of unpredictable. And Aston Villa, just looking at just what they've done, they've Dean Smith, because they added Danny Ings. So they're playing like a 3-5-2 now. And so that's kind of making things a little harder to guess. Like they're playing fine, but you know, like you throw in the 3-0 at Chelsea, 2-1 at Tottenham, but then, you know, the random 1-0 at Man United, 3-0 against Everton. It's just a little all over the place. And just these teams that you kind of don't know what you're going to get. And I guess I'm going to put them on my do not bet list for now. And if I do take a best bet on them, you're going to have to come at me. Do you have any other teams like that?
Everton, Aston Villa on Adam's do not bet list for the time being. It may be temporary, but we'll check back later in the season once we get a bigger sample size.
Yeah. Has any team been long for you?
In a similar vein here, Leeds United, I keep wanting to bet the over on their goals. And every time I say, like, hey, let's look at Leeds United. They were playing, was it Newcastle last weekend? And
I think they beat Watford.
Oh, yeah, Watford, yeah. So each time they keep lining up against these teams where we expect a lot of goals. And, after the beginning part of the season where I think they shipped like 13 or 14 goals in the first four matches. And now they've like come back and have not hit those overs in the last two matches. So for the time being, I'm kind of avoiding them. I know that Leeds have had some injuries with Bamford out. I know Rafinha missed a game. And then Jack Harrison was out with COVID-19. So for the time being, I'm staying away from assuming that Leeds are just going to score like three goals a game. And that would, they're pretty much the sole team on my do not bet list for the time being.
Yeah, I can see that. They've been having some injury issues. I guess Calvin Phillips also picked up a calf issue. I don't know if it was the last game or in training or something. He's out of the England national team, so that'll be something to look at next week. I know when he plays, their team kind of falls apart in general. So
yeah, Luke probably have, yeah, their whole back line is,
yeah, kind of been, you'll so probably have to take the over on their next match actually because Phillips is out.
I can't, they're on my do not bet list right now, so.
All right, so getting to futures now. We had a futures pod about a month ago, the last international break. I was going to put together some clips, but, it was just too difficult, just too much time to put in here. So we're just gonna recap it by word of mouth here. So some things we looked at, the big thing, the first manager to be sacked, I think at the time, Mikel Arteta was about minus 130 or so, minus 160 even. He was a big favorite. Arsenal lost their first three matches. We both said Chisco Muñoz was plus 850. And we're both favored that one. And then it happened. So congrats on that one.
Yeah. I think it was our colleague Ian Folletti pointed this out, but he had there was a tweet out there, and it was basically said that like Watford has changed their manager every season for the last 8 years, and sometimes they've done it two or three times. And so that kind of, I wish I would have known that then, but we did kind of endorse that one, and it seems pretty clear now that in future seasons, if there's a manager to be sacked, whether they're in the Championship or the Premier League, Watford might be the go-to. And at plus 850, like we should have been a little more confident in that if we had known that statistic.
Yeah, I don't know why that stat wasn't circulating a month ago when he had plus 850 odds, but it's unfortunate.
Yeah.
So otherwise, Manchester City, looking back to a month ago, Manchester City were plus 120 to win the title. They're now minus 120. I believe you mentioned that was something to look at. I kind of went the other way, and it was good on you for picking that out. Otherwise, Norwich City, they were plus 250 to finish bottom. We both like that one. And now they're plus 105. So I guess looking at those ones right now, I'm still taking plus 105 on Norwich and minus 120 on Manchester City. I'm still kind of scared on that one.
Yeah, I mean, with the odds going down on Man City, it makes it less worthwhile, I would say. But still, between Liverpool, Chelsea, and Man City have really been the three teams that look like they're a tier above everyone else. Man United, it's still really question marks with Fred and McTominay in the middle. But yeah, I would say, there's some good odds there if you look outside of Man City between Chelsea and Liverpool to win. But yeah, would have been nice to get Man City at plus, and now they're negative, so not quite as good as we would have liked. And then Norwich to finish bottom. That seems like it's just like going to be, write that one in gold or encrypt that, because they can't seem to win a match. They're just not very good. So I would just skip out on that or just lock that in if I could.
Yeah. I mean, you're getting about even money on that. So it's not a terrible route to go. They got another point this past weekend at Burnley. It wasn't
another point, their first point.
Yeah, well, it's 0-1-6. Very nice.
Yep.
Yeah, so I guess getting back to the winner here, we mentioned Manchester City minus 120, Chelsea plus 275, Liverpool plus 450, Manchester United plus 2,000. And again, if you're watching on YouTube, we got the table pulled up here. Chelsea, they're in front, 16 points, Liverpool 15. Then Manchester's are up there with 14, Everton, Brighton. So, you know, the normal teams are up there and nothing's too surprising. And I guess the main thing we wanted to touch on is just the things to look out for. So a month ago, I'd mentioned that it probably wasn't the best time, you know, to bet Arsenal to finish bottom of the table, or not bottom of the table, but in the bottom half, just because they had a farewell upcoming schedule. And, you know, that's what happened. They got some wins and they're moving up the table after those wins. So just looking at the schedule is probably the biggest thing when you want to touch on these futures in the middle of the season, because those change the odds a ton. Again, going back to the managerial odds to be sacked, Arteta was, you know, first to be sacked, the favorite a month ago. Now he's sixth favorite to be sacked, the next one to be sacked. So it's just, the schedule kind of means everything when doing these kind of bets. So let's just run through this. So Manchester City, they're the favorite, minus 120. They're next five. They got home Burnley, at Brighton, home Palace, at Manchester United, home Everton. Just looking through that schedule, it's pretty favorable. You got those first three. Those should probably be three points in each of them. At Brighton, maybe a little more difficult. And you got at Man United. So at minus 120, do you think that schedule – where do you think they'll be at the end of, you know, these next five matches heading into the next international break?
Yeah, I could see the odds getting even, you know, those negative odds, you know, becoming even more larger there, because Burnley, Brighton, Palace, all winnable. The only, even Everton, who I'm not super sure about, but like the only match there to really be concerned about is Manchester Derby. That being said, I would... The odds just probably won't be good enough where I'm like, okay, let's put some money down on City, because at negative odds, when we already saw them at positive odds earlier this season, it's kind of tough to like look back on that and be like, okay, I saw them at positive odds and now the odds are so much more worse. They're going to have a schedule here where it's they're all, you know, potentially winnable aside from that game against Manchester United. So, you know, I'd probably stray away from them just because the value isn't quite there.
Yeah, I think the Manchester City at minus 120, that one might be the hardest one to project right now. I think just because you got Chelsea, they're plus 275. Let's run through that schedule. So they got at Brentford, home Norwich, at Newcastle, home Burnley. So arguably much more favorable. Like at Brentford will be tough. Wouldn't be surprised if, you know, they only got a point from that one, but you know, those next three, that should be, you know, more than anything, that's 9 points out of those three matches. And they're already up 2 points on Man City. So if you look at it that way, there's a chance, you know, of these next few matches, Chelsea could gain, you know, 2 or 3 points on Man City if, you know, Man City, you know, they drop some points at Brighton or drop some points in the Manchester Derby, that kind of thing. And at plus 275, if you're into Chelsea, if you're into Thomas Tuchel, you know, that's something decent odds, I guess you could say. I think that will be, if what I said just happens, you know, I could drop to plus 200, plus 150 in that range, you know, if City drop a couple points here and there.
Yeah, so that said, Chelsea, hopping on Chelsea right now, plus 275 might be the move if we see it go down to even – after five matches, as low as like plus 150 or around that range.
Yeah, I mean, they had those difficult, you know, the back-to-back Manchester City and Juventus. And I know it felt like some people were kind of off of them, but, you know, they showed up against Southampton. Unfortunately, didn't result in my best bet hitting, but, you know, they've kind of answered the call in all these league matches. They already won at Tottenham. And yeah, they won at Arsenal already too when they were struggling. They managed to grab a point at Liverpool already. So, you know, they've had these tough games. They've gotten points from them, and they got a nice upcoming schedule. So when it gets to plus 150, I think that's it's definitely in range for that to happen at the next international break. So Liverpool here, plus 450. They kind of haven't really moved all season. I think I want to say I grabbed them at plus 500 before the season to win the league, and they've kind of floated around plus 400 to plus 500 all season. And I think if you want to bet them, I don't think now is the time to bet them. Just looking at their schedule here, they're at Watford, at Manchester United, home Brighton, at West Ham, home Arsenal. So I know they're playing well. We're both, you know, we both kind of believe that they're better than they were last season. But just looking at that schedule, there's a real chance that they could drop points in any of those matches, really. Sure, they could win any of those, but I think they're more likely to drop points compared to the Chelsea and Manchester City there.
Yeah, that's a tough schedule. At Watford, winnable. At Man United, that could go any direction, including, you know, a draw. Oh, yeah, and then home Brighton, that should be – I mean, Brighton's just been so good defensively. Mm-hmm. At West Ham, where West Ham looks like they can also beat anyone on their day, and then home against Arsenal, where over the past, like, 4 or 5 years, those matches have been, like, 2-3, 3-3, 4-3, you know, like, just unpredictable, a lot of goals. So I think coming out of those five matches, like, if they came away with, like, 9 points, that would be solid. They could definitely – I don't see them coming away with 15 out of 15, that's for sure. So, yeah, I could see those odds maybe dropping like you kind of alluded to there. But, yeah, I think 450 is a solid number at this point, considering, you know, how good they've been. But with a tough schedule coming up, I think that those odds might drop a little bit next time. And we'll probably, you know, revisit them back in the next international break.
Yeah, it's almost like you know, you just have the top three right now. It's almost like, you know, Ronaldo's Manchester United is not even in the conversation. They're plus 2,000, I believe, to win the league. And, you know, they're struggling overall in Champions League, in league play. And their schedule is the most difficult of the top four here. Just quickly, at Leicester, home Liverpool, at Tottenham, home Man City, at Watford. Like you throw that in and it's almost like right now it's just going to be the top three and there's really no point to look elsewhere.
Yeah. I mean, despite United having a pretty ridiculous attack, you know, a world-class player, you know, too deep there in each position, they just don't have a good enough midfield. And then there's just, it's just so many question marks there. So unless like they picked up somebody really quality in January then, or in the transfer window, then I just don't think they'll even be in the mix there to win the league. Ole seems like he's just, it's like, you know, the highs and the lows. So they go out and they get a big result and then come back and they drop a game that where they should have won it. So I just don't think they're on the same level as Chelsea, Liverpool and Manchester City right now enough to win the league.
Yeah. Before we get into the smaller teams, I guess I kind of wanted to point out, you can still get, we did mention, you know, the Liverpool odds are probably going to get better, but right now to finish top two, you can get them at plus 125. So again, I'd probably wait on that, wait a few weeks, maybe wait till the next international break. If you can get at then it's plus 200 to finish top two, I think that would be something interesting to look at. We'll probably, you know, touch on that next month, I guess. But so yeah, diving into the rest of the table here. You know, the surprising things, Brighton, 14 points, six in the table, Brentford, 12 points. And otherwise, it's pretty, you know, nothing overly surprising. I guess Leicester, they've had a difficult start to the year. You know, they got Europa League, they're battling, so they're kind of figuring that out. And it's not really helping their form in league play. Leeds is down there, Southampton are down there. So what are your favorite things to look at here for the rest of these teams?
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences, so the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Yeah, you just mentioned Leicester, but there are a couple interesting teams that I like. You can do a top six bet, and pretty unclear what's going to happen after 1 through 4. I think we're pretty keyed in on the 1 through 4 being Chelsea, Liverpool, City, Man United. But Brighton's look good. Tottenham, we'll see what happens with them. Arsenal have been really good over their last few matches. And then, for me, it's like Leicester City has pretty much been in a Champions League spot for the last two seasons until the last like 3 or 4 matches there. So they've managed to finish pretty high. So you can get them at top to make the top six at +250 right now. Those seem like pretty good odds considering where they're at right now. They're 13th in the table, sitting on 8 points. And as you mentioned, battling in a couple different competitions. So if they can kind of figure it out and start to tie some matches together, some wins together, then that +250 might be a little bit more interesting to finish top six. Another team with the same odds as West Ham, they're sitting 9th on 11 points. They've won 3 matches, drew 2, and then lost 2. I think they've played really, really well, and David Moyes, for whatever it's worth, is always good at getting the most out of those players, especially when he's had time to kind of implement his system. And he certainly had that time, and we see that system at work right now. And so getting West Ham at +260 to finish top six is kind of interesting. And the other ones, those are the two to really consider for the top six, with Tottenham and Arsenal being the two other teams where you're like, okay, well, they've been there, they've got the pedigree, they know how to hop into some European places. So those are, of the four teams to maybe look at there, the best quality is West, or the best value is West Ham at +250 and Leicester City at +250.
Yeah, I do like West Ham. I wonder if, because right now, just with Europa League, it's been, I don't know if how long they've, the last time, they played in European competition, but it's just something new, and I don't think they have a very deep team. So I think, they're going to have, I think they'd want to add, maybe Jesse Lingard in the next transfer window, at least someone else. Like they added Vlasic to the attack, and still it's not like this, he's going to be a guy that they're going to be, when everyone else is healthy, starting in league play. They have their set lineup. I don't even think they've changed their starting 11 once this season, outside of maybe when Antonio was suspended. Just their lack of depth is definitely alarming with European competition. So that'll be something I'd worry about there. Going in the opposite way, speaking of Leicester there, I don't know. They're really struggling to figure things out. It seems like they're changing their formation every match. And Ndidi, he has a groin injury, I think. They added Iheanacho back to the starting 11, and that worked this past match. But then, they lost a 2-0 lead against Crystal Palace, and that finished 2-2. They're really struggling to figure things out. Another team combined with Europa League. And I think before the season, they're, my favorite team, I think, to finish outside of the, if you're not, but it was without the top six clubs. I got them at, plus something odds to finish outside the top six clubs. But now I'm looking at +200 to finish in the bottom half. And I don't know. Like I said, they're sitting here 13th. They haven't really shown anything. They're kind of struggling. James Maddison might be gone in the next transfer window. Looking at their schedule, home Manchester United, at Brentford, home Arsenal, at Leeds, home against Chelsea. There's a real possibility they don't get a win from any of those matches. And when we're talking a month from now, odds to finish in the bottom half, instead of plus 200, it could be, you know, plus 100 a month from now. Yeah, they're still, I still like their team. It's just, you know, if they're not figuring it out, I don't know if I want to bet on them to finish in the top half.
Yeah, that's a really good shout. I, you know, was just looking at the numbers and thinking of like Leicester City. Okay, that, you know, they've been really consistent the last couple of seasons. But when you go back to the last time that they played European football, which was after they won the league, when they won the league 2015-2016, the next season when they were involved in the Champions League, they ended up finishing 12th. So that's, you know, you're right when you're fighting on different fronts there and different, whether it's Champions League or Europa League and then trying to get it done in the FA Cup, you know, when Saturday and Sunday rolls around, it becomes a lot more difficult and your squad depth is really tested. So I think you mentioned, was it plus 200 to finish in the bottom half? That might be a pretty good shout if you want to go the opposite direction of the plus 250 to go top six.
Yeah. Otherwise, so I guess we got to talk about Arsenal. We talk about them every show here. So finish top half, Arsenal are now minus 100. To finish bottom half, that's plus 350. I thought I wrote down what we had a month ago, but I'm not seeing that. It was something crazy. It was almost the opposite, I think, a month ago. Is there any reason you want to bet on either of those things here? Arsenal sitting 11th. You know, they've had a favorable schedule, so they've kind of turned some things around. But so above them right here, Villa, West Ham, Tottenham, Brentford, Brighton, minus 100 to finish in the top half. What do you think?
At this point, Arsenal might be joining my do not bet list. I've like, they're living rent-free in my head. Mikel Arteta is rent-free up here right now. I've used a lot of airtime, a lot of space, a lot of words on their team, and at this point I've been wrong. So to come out and to say anything further about Arsenal, I better maybe keep my mouth shut here and let you handle the Arsenal betting because you've been a lot more correct on it than I have.
Sorry, I actually wrote it down wrong. If you're watching on YouTube, you can see on the scroller, Arsenal are minus 1,000. Okay, that makes more sense. I was like, minus 100 can't be right. Okay. All right, because I was going to say they have a favorable upcoming schedule, and I would definitely take that. All right, so sorry about the misinformation there. Do you have anything else you want to touch on here? Well, I'm going to look at Southampton and Brentford here. Anyone else you want to discuss?
No, go ahead on those last couple teams, and then I'd like to get into top goal scorers.
Sure. Quickly, Brentford plus 165 to finish top half. Again, they're sitting at seventh at the table right now, even with Tottenham. You know, they're just playing well. They're tough to beat at home, and, you know, they at least battle on the road. I think they're a team that fights. They got difficult upcoming schedule here, Chelsea, Leicester, and then that's followed up with Burnley, Norwich, Newcastle. So it's pretty hit or miss with those, but I think home against Chelsea, it's a match they can take points from. And just a long shot with Southampton here. I liked it more. I'd like it more if James Ward-Prowse wasn't suspended because, you know, they're already sitting on only 4 points right now. But if you look at Southampton's next five, they got home against Leeds, home Burnley, at Watford, home Villa, at Norwich. I think it's like the same situation as last month when we were talking Arsenal. I think as long as, you know, things don't fall apart with James Ward-Prowse, I think there's a situation where they could be sitting 11th or 12th on the table next month, and those odds will be plus 200 to finish top 10. Again, that depends how you feel about James Ward-Prowse, but do you like either of those bets?
I love James Ward-Prowse, for the record. Super fun to watch. Also, I think they're getting a couple players back. Stuart Armstrong actually might play for the first time. And like prior to the season, I thought he was, you know, I expected him to play like serious minutes for them and be in their starting 11. I don't know if that's going to happen or not, but it'll be good to return him. And yeah, the Southampton bet is the most intriguing one that you mentioned.
Yeah, definitely. I think we're projecting Stuart Armstrong to start for Ward Prowse. Hopefully he can, you know, get back some fitness over the international break here. But yeah, he's just had like this nagging calf injury for the first couple months. And it's, I don't know, it's kind of gone under the radar. He's been a guy last one, two seasons, he's starting almost every match for him. So
yeah.
But now getting into goal odds, the favorite thing here. Let's read them off. Mo Salah plus 225, Lukaku plus 300, Ronaldo plus 310, and it kind of falls off. Vardy plus 1,000, Kane plus 1,400, Bruno Fernandes plus 5,000. What do you think?
I'd say the best value here is Harry Kane at plus 1,400, a guy who's won how many, like three or four golden boots? I know things are a little weird with him at Tottenham. We'll see if he sticks around in January. But plus 1,400 on Harry Kane to win the golden boot odds. I know he hasn't really gotten off to a good foot, but he can score by the boatload. So that's kind of the player that I would look at the most.
Holy cow, I didn't even notice.
Yeah, right. So that's at plus 1,400, you know, I think that they're, you know, despite him failing to get it going so far, I still think that, you know, we're only seven matches in. He can certainly score fast and furiously. So I would throw a dart at that one. And then, you know, Mo Salah plus 225. Those are probably the lowest those odds have been this season. I don't know what he started out as, but he's got what? I can only think of the eight matches he's played, but nine.
He's
goals.
Got six. I pulled it up on the screen here.
Yeah, and three Champions League goals, so not can't count those. But six goals, three assists, and seven matches. Like, he's played really well, and I don't think, you know, those odds might have been a little bit longer before, so you could have got a little bit more value. But he's just been so good. And then did you mention Bruno Fernandes at plus 5,000,
yeah,
which is pretty insane. Didn't help that he had to issue a public apology following his penalty miss, but Ronaldo likely taking over penalties. I don't know what's going to happen with that, but that certainly affects his odds. And then right next to him, you know, I got to mention him because he's my guy, but Danny Ings plus 5,000, maybe he gets it going. I don't know, but no, I would avoid that one. But always fun to track where Danny's his goal odds go.
Yeah. Again, I listened to, you know, our last betting futures preview, and all the odds were just, you know, higher. Like Salah was, you know, around plus 350, or maybe Salah and Ronaldo were maybe plus 400, plus 350 or something. Lukaku might have been the favorite at plus 250 or something. So it's like all the numbers have kind of gone down just a little bit for, I don't know, unclear reason. It's just, I guess the sports books are just trying to take money from us is what it comes down to. But Fernandes is interesting. The thing is, he doesn't have a shot on goal in his last three matches here. He's still like getting a ton of opportunities and all that, but just the, you know, the lack of PKs now is definitely a thing. And he hasn't scored in five matches now either, including Champions League. So that's another thing to worry about. So I did like the plus 5,000, and then I looked at his game log here, and I'm not gonna touch that.
We're currently hearing Adam's mind at work right now as he goes through the game logs. But another player who has just missed a ton of time recently, but has been good when he does play, is Dominic Calvert-Lewin at plus 3,000. I think he's got, it's a serious long shot to get in there and to get the golden boot, but he's the last season and a half here has been one of the better strikers in the Premier League.
Yeah. One of the best strikers in the Premier League. We didn't mention Jamie Vardy yet. Not going to bet that, but he's up there. He has six goals. So that's, you know, he's always up there. So, I mean, it's something. He's plus 1,000. He was probably, I don't know, plus 2,500 a month ago. So I'm not sure that'd be my favorite thing to bet right now. But otherwise, I think that's all we got for today. We talked a lot of futures. We got any last comments? You want to mention anything on Salah here with the African Nations Cup?
Yeah, so we were just talking about this before the show, but you know, to bake those into his goal, his Golden Boot odds +225, as we mentioned. But he's going to participate in the Africa Cup of Nations in January, I believe that is, or is it January into February? And we were looking at the fixture list, and that all that said, he should miss only 3 matches, I believe, because it's beginning of January into like the first week or second week of February there. So there's some cup matches that are an international break, and then only the 3 Premier League matches. And I think you had the matches down, but it was a couple teams that at home where he could really benefit from it. So in the past, he's missed a few games. I think he's missed 4 max in the past like 4 seasons, but he's still managed to be at the top. So if he just misses those couple matches and is able to stay fit, I think that his goal odds shouldn't really change, and that he'll still be at the near the top, if not at the top, for the most amount of goals in the Premier League.
Yeah, I guess bringing it back to when we're talking about schedules, like Liverpool does have that, you know, a little tougher schedule. Maybe wait on those odds. Maybe you want to wait on these odds, because like we said, these +225 odds are probably the best they've been. Yep. And then when you throw in, just looking at that January schedule, there, so it's going to be home Brentford, at Crystal Palace, home Leicester City. So, you know, those are matches where there could be goals. There could be 3 goals out of those matches. So when you combine that with, you know, this upcoming schedule, it wouldn't be surprising if in a month from now we're looking at +350, or, you know, if Lukaku and Ronaldo go off, if we're looking at +450 for Salah to win the Golden Boot here. So at +225, yeah, maybe we like him, but maybe it's better to wait to get some better odds on that.
Yeah, totally agree. Other than that, I think I'm most excited here to watch a few more U.S. men's national team games this upcoming 2 weeks. So outside of that, outside of our futures, that's really what I'm excited for these next couple weeks before we get back into it. Was that 10-19?
Yeah, 10-16. Yeah, so you can watch the U.S. I'll watch South Africa. So.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, but anyways, again, thanks for listening or watching. You can find us on YouTube. Again, please like and subscribe the RotoWire YouTube soccer channel. We're getting up there in subscribers, and then like wherever you listen to our podcast. We'll be back next week as we preview Game Week 8. Yes, game week 8. And again, we'll be giving our best bets and all that good stuff. So, Chris, thanks for joining me. And thank you to everyone for listening.
Thanks, Adam.
Thank you.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.